to be misakim, first be misakim from the sheets of the Rishonim, the Iker sheets of the Rishonim, and on the Seth and Rebbe, the Sugi of Vasikin, and then get to the Halacha. Looks like it's Magen Avraham in the Gemara. To be misakim the sheets of the Rishonim, Igaron we have three sheets of the Rishonim. There's Rach, Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Yonah. The sheet of the Rach, which is also the sheet of Bikaron, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam and the Baal Amor, they all hold that you have to lay your Kriyashma only from Netzachama, not before Netzachama. The Sikhan of Yagim Rizan and Netzachama doesn't mean before Netzachama, it's at Netzachama. That's like the Lishon of Basra of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and that Rishum and Levi Pasim like him, that Allah Kriyashma Shal Arvis is at Netzachama, Kriyashma Shal Shachar is from Netzachama. That's like the Mishnah in Yuma on Daf Lamed Zayin that says that they were laying Kriyashma when they saw the Nitzetus on the Nivreshus on the Hechel, which is only after Nitzachama. And the mission of Yoah Litzvah that it says, Kriyashma Shatan Nitzachama, if you're able to be Oilevi, the Skatmas Likrit Sidim Shatan Nitzachama, it doesn't mean Kriyashma Shatan Nitzachama the beginning of Nitzachama, it means the end of Nitzachama. But in the Chanam, you only started after Nitzachama started. The Kum Tais Lachir is that Vasikin lane Kriyashma either like Rabbeinu Tam says Shalikin did, or Kerim doesn't mean, Gerim doesn't mean that they would finish it by Nitzachama, it means, Vasikin or Gerim said Nitzachama doesn't mean they would finish it by Nitzachama, rather they would lay it, Gerim from Lashon Kerim, that they would lay it from Nitzachama. The Shal Lachir is Shad is, Nahadoya, is up there, the Gemara of Bachal Hamidi says, Lema Masnitzon, Kirvilon. The mission says, Yor Lithol Yochal Ali to the Skasa, such as the Tenet Tehamu. Yala the Skasa, Lame Masnik and Kirbeloz, it says Yavachim to finish it before Netzachamu. Like the Mor, no. Dilma Kirbishua to Vasikin. Shaila is, the Rebeloz or Zichar, he holds that you have to finish it before Netzachamu. So we're Mazche, Loi, Kirbishua to Vasikin, Pashas is going in the same Chesrin, that it's before Netzachamu. So how can you make your Chesrin and say that you have to lay it only from Netzachamu? The Rach says, and you are literal, that's more talking about Kedim Shetan Netzachama, means Kedim Shetigmur Netzachama. We see movement from Beloza that it's not that way. From the fact that the Gemara of Chalkila wanted to Zetzer Anlik or Beloza, and Beloza holds you have to finish it before Netzachama, Vice says that we understood the mission is going before Netzachama, and then we Zetzer Anlik, then we'll be sure we'll give us Ikim. Vice says that Hagam, that it was before Netzachama, we understood that we should give us Ikim, is before Netzachama. That's the first shaila. That's the first shaila. Elamai, we have to be mazcha. We'll see, Bez Hashem, maybe we can say different things later. But up there, we have to be mazcha. We have to be mazcha. It's more than in a time, he didn't have a year of lalis and his kafas for liquor. Rather, you have a lalis and his kafas and in a chanami. The kri would be after Nisachamu. He's mazcha. That's the Shita Sarah. The Shita of Tesis, which is also the Shita of the Rosh and the Rajma, they hold that we pass in like the first lesson of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that the Ikar's man of Kriyashma starts from Leitha Shachar. It goes until Gimel Sharit, like Rav Yeshua, and Mitzvah Min Al-Mubchor is Imanei Tachama. The Chabchila, however, you're only supposed to read it from Mishiyakir. Mitzvah Min Al-Mubchor is from Netzachama. But with this, he's Matarat all the Mishnah. Matarat Rav Shimon Bar Yochai from beforehand. Matarat the Mishnah that says that it's from Mishiyakir, because that's talking about the Chabchila. Matarat the Mishnah Yuma that says Shar Amo, that they would only read it from Netzachama, that's going according to Shar Amo the Yerushalayim, they weren't able to read it by Netzachama. But in the Chanami, the halacha we have Ad Gemal Shoyin. According to the Tesis, you have Lechatkila from Misha Yakir until Gemal Shoyin, and Meshachat Chak, or B'diyevin, you have already from Aleitha Shachar. That's the second Shita. Shita Rabbeinu Yoyo, which is bigger on the Shita of the Rambam and the Rif also, they hold you a chiv to link Kriyashma Lechatkila before Netzachama. That's where Rabbi Yehuda goes differently. Rabbi Yehuda holds Lechatkila you learn from Misha Yakir, and the Rambam and the Rif, Pashas way that the Tzitzis learn, you have a chiv to link it right before Netzachama, not from Misha Yakir. And with you have Ad Gemal Shoyin. But the Rabbi Yehuda already says his pshat. Shtipa Yor Litzvah, that in Yochel Alas, the Skaf of Likud, Ashley Tan Netzachama. Yalad Yiskaf, Tavim Lav, Yiskaf of Abayim V'yikr. The shaila is, why should you be miskasa b'mayim v'likrin? You're not going to be same as Blue Blitzvila. If you understand that the whole inin of Leni Kriyashma, there's no inin lechatkila to Leni before Netzachama, like Tesis and the Rosh and the Razzah say. Really, you have Adgim Moshari. The whole ending, the whole mitzvah in Avodah Chatzal ending before Netzach Hamo is just B'Semech Gula Tvilo. So in a seer, when you're not going to be able to B'Semech Gula Tvilo, because there's no time to learn Krishna before Netzach Hamo. So what's the pshat? You should be Miskas to B'Mayim V'Likrin before Netzach Hamo. You're not going to be B'Semech Gula Tvilo anyhow. Zakta Rabbeinu Yerna, Vaitzayit, that Lechatzilah is an ending to learn Krishna before Netzach Hamo. The shayla on Rabbeinu Yerna is Gufa from that Gemara. The Gemara says, Dilma Kriv Yeshua, who can have seeking. The Shaila is, why is it Kriv Yeshua, who can have seeking? According to Yeshua, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Chathilu, you have a Chiv to learn Kriyashma. Everybody is a Chiv, not a Dilma seeking. Everybody is a Chiv to learn Kriyashma before Netzach Hamo. So why is it Yeshua, who can have seeking? To Yeshua, the Chathilu, not that Kriyashma. You have to be Mamsa, then in the Chanami. Like, Rabbeinu Yehuda's Mamsa a little bit. In the Chanami, the Chathilu, there is the mitzvah is to learn before Netzach Hamo. Nobody can get up on time. Lo yishimu, shara ama shal yishimu kol kach likwet be kevasikin, like Kvashim Rebbeinu Yehuda. And then the Chanami, Adam, kevasikin is just telling you the lamaisa. How did it play out lamaisa? Everybody else, lamaisa couldn't get up before Netzach Hamo. Adam, the lechakilu, the mitzvah is to learn before Netzach Hamo. And vasikin, they learned it by Netzach Hamo. The fact is the Gemara also, you're going to have to mouth also. The Gemara now, as it says, vasikin are you going to learn Netzach Hamo? Can they live? They listen to us. We love and listen to Svalabayim. Mashma that the whole reason that they learned it before Netzach Hamo wasn't out to Kriyash Mashabayim, just it was out to listen to us. We love and listen to Svalabayim. Definitely not also that it doesn't mean that it's Lafuki from Davin later on. They learned Kriyash Mashabayim earlier as opposed to later on. Rather, they would have learned Kriyash Mashabayim already from Mishayaka. They waited till later on, till some of Netzach Hamo. Why? To be same with Svalabayim and listen to the shayla is, if we all other Rishayim, what can we do with Mitaris? The Elam was talking, what could be Mitaris with other Rishayim when you get to this right? From your little. What's that is that you should be laying Kriyashma before Netzach Hamo, you're not going to be able to go with Tvila Makhon. So, the first set that I saw was the Nitziv, Remy Soma, he wants to say now, that's economic. If you everybody else also can be able to go with Tvila. That which you should be, you've got to be Mayim Yikr, that's just the Parsha Rishayim. Parsha Rishayim that you're not allowed to be Mitzavik in anything else. We'll see if that's the Shem, the Hemshach of the Sugyas, the second parasha. You're not allowed to be Mitzavik in anything else in the first Parsha. So Mila there, you're Mitzavik in Mayim Yikr. However, after the Parsha Rishayim, you can already come out of the Mikvah. As you're getting dressed, you can learn the rest of the two Parshas, and the Bracha until Gal Yisrael. And you say, Mazul, it's still in the Chanam. However, it's a master of Kimta, there's no remes or such a thing in the Rishayim, Achrayim, Paiskim, anything. To say that B'chlal, the Rishayim were Nisalamayim from this, they didn't even tell us about it. Chayim, so Kimta Gedeim. But according to this, that's only Kokama that you lay in the Gamsa Kriyashma inside, and afterwards you're gonna go out and get dressed. But if Duch touch the Indian Kriya, you're getting dressed when we have him up there. Why do you have to wash it? Mm-hmm. You have to? Why? You're in front. The second time that I saw the Mincha Tinner in his Ktav Yad, in his Pirish on Rabbeinu Yehuda on Brachos. He wants to say no, he wants to be Matzah the Sugya later on. And the Gemara says, Leima Matzisa Mishal Sim. Leima Matzisa Kerebi Lazar. It says you have to finish it before Netzach Hamo. That's the Gemara, Dil Mo Kerebi Yeshua. Ukevavzika. Ken Zanis of Yeshua Kevavzika. Mashma from the Gemara, that's only Zichri Balma. But Mikir Adin, we're zetting out the Mishnah like Rebi Lazar. In the Chama, you don't pass like Rebi Lazar. That you only have to Netzach Hamo. But that Mishnah at the end of the day is in the Chama Rebi Lazar. And Dilma Kerebi Yeshua Kevavzika is only Zichri Balma. That's in the Chariz. A little bit more like that, because first, what happens to Lashon Dilma? Dilma Kriv Yeshua Kriv Yatikin. It's the father of Yeshua Kriv Yatikin. We pass on Kriv Yeshua. Why should we say nothing? If you have a somewhat sound Mishnah that says that you have to learn from Netzach Hamo, and we have a choice of Rav Lazar, we don't pass on like, or Yeshua, we do pass on like, the Zichar, sound Mishnah is who we pass on like. What's Dilma Kriv Yeshua? There are some Mishnah that are not Gerrit, that are not Gerrit. The Pashkin Mashmah says that we are Gerrit. So Efshar Kim Adogin, we retired the first Kasha that we had in the Rach, this we retired both Kashas on the Rach. That the reason why we said Dilma is because Rabbi Yeshua's Zman is not the exact same Zman as Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar's Zman is until Netzach Hamo. Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara says Dilma to Rabbi Yeshua, because that's not the Pashtus. Pashtus is like we said before, like it's Rabbi Elazar, that you're supposed to finish before Netzach Hamo. Dilma to Rabbi Yeshua, that like the Barak learned, it means Behanitahama, Ukevatikan, Elin the Mamash Behanitahama. Be that from the Tarak, both kashas that we had on the Rock. First of all, what's the lesson of the Maestro? Rabbi Shua is not the same as Rabbi Lazar. In the Hanami, Rabbi Shua isn't the same as Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is before Netzachama, Rabbi Shua is by Netzachama. And that's good for the Dilma. Since it's not the same lesson, since it's not the same Zman, it was really only Dichi Balma. Dilma is like Rabbi Shua. Adam, that's not Ikr Zman. The Mashmoyes is you're supposed to learn before Netzachama. But Ken Zan is Rabbi Shua. And Ramat's like that. What? Ramat's like the more like that. And the Maskana, the Enechlam, the mission is going like a Belazim. What a corner. Ba'anit Tachamo. Good, like a Lashon like a Ba'amor is not. When it says, Achatan is Tachamo, it means that's a Tigmor in Tachamo. But in Enechlam, they only started reading it by the Netzachamo. They learn. The Balmar says it says that Gemim doesn't Kedem Shatan is Tachama doesn't mean Kedem Shatan is the beginning of a Sitz Tachama. It means however, as we said before, and it's a little bit straight as the Rishonim will recall Namaskar to this. Fakir, they bring a raya from the beginning of the Mishnah. It says it brings a raya from the beginning of the Hamel, the beginning of the Mishnah. That's only Mishnah from the end of Mishnah. He's got the mind. So some of them wanted to say, and Dafka just saw that it was brought down in the grain, he said such a pshat, that in the chlami, yidavin tzaycha mikvah. Yochel alas, v'imlav yikra, yizkaf v'mayim yikra, it doesn't mean Dafka yizkaf v'mayim yikra kriyishma. In the chlami, you must follow tzaycha mayim also. The grain in Simenayin Dalet is fifth base, says the Zagan. However, all the Rishonim that I saw, all the Akhrayim, and I think I saw brought down from Rishon also, that it's Pashas Tzaycha in Yikra, Tikkur Nikas of the Kethi Yisrael, Pashas is also to link to David in Tzaycha Mikvah. And to say that that's what the Vatican did, to chop, even if it's not a Chatzaron, to say that that's what the Vatican did, to chop the extra mile, it's a little bit fair. I think the extra Kem Zavin, Pashas Ragan, Adarach, I saw the big Deyesha, he brings down in Simon Peitas, he says, that Gamor Muki Masisan Kevatikim, B'Allah also says in our Nunchas, Bavada Mishu Vasiku Mekayim a mitzvah called Yomav Kitikuno. High mitzvah Shokriyash Makay Demanis. Other things Hamach Smir Gulasim. Look there, it's in a Chanami. That Mishnah Kriyishua Kivatikin. It's Dafka like the Vatikin. And in a Chanami, Hagamah they're not going to be Smir Gulasvilo. One time they're not going to be Smir Gulasvilo. But since No Chanami every day, Rumaisa they lay Kriyishma before Nitzachamo. So one time they're not going to be Smir Gulasvilo. Kedai they should still lay Kriyishma before Nitzachamo. Shaila is like he's asking, there's no new friends that's the linkage from Yisrael Tachama. At the end of the day, you assistants are tough, you can't take your tough. You told me that the whole reason that we link Kriyishma is just to be saying Gula Tvila. At the end of the day, in this theory, you don't have the Gula Tvila, you have the Kriyishma. What's else? For the Chur, we can take his research that it's only for Vasikin to be Matar. The Chur, the basis of the Simim Mem Vav says, at the end of Simim Mem Vav, he brings down, Nirma Yerushalmi Shekasav to Besomel, Shoyim and Hogem the Zibur Likrit Kishma Bezmano, Vaakaka Chayzim Rekurin Esam Birchesel. Vaakakish Betchila Karu Kulam. He says, the minig is, it seems to be that the minig was that they were laying Kishma before him, Bezmano, whenever Bezmano was, when it's a Chamo, by it's a Chamo. And afterwards they were laying Kishma again, in Birchesel. And the Beis Yisrael brings down the Hemshech, that's Mashma Yisrael in the Rajbo, and then he brings down the Orchid Chayim. Kosar Baruch Haskayim Bishmoy of the Rajbo, the Hodas Tanan, Yor, Dizbol, Miochal Aaz, Yiskaf, and Likas, Ashley, Tanis, Atamo, Yalav, Yiskaf, and Yikr, Zimistavo, Shechayiz, Vermeer, Baruch Haskayim, Yasin, Tamanis, Hokach, Minik, Didam, and Vatikin. He says in Echanami, Hadam, you're going to learn Kriyashma, but you'll learn the Baruch Haskayim later on. And the way you're able, Yashim learns Fashtayiz, this Rajbo, he says, he's good for going on the Bir Alokha and Arsigah. The Bir Alokha says that somebody's rogal to Davin Kivatikin. So even if he's not going to have a minyan, he should daven vatikin v'yachidi. Says Rabbi Yashiv, in a chnam, you should lay in kriyishma before Netzachamo. He says, however, to miss field the tzibur, nechatesi. He says, you have no raya from the place, from the Mishnah that the Bir Alokha brings the raya from. Bir Alokha brings the raya from the Mishnah Yor Litzvol, Yizkasa v'mayim v'ikra, Zak the Mishnah Brewer. We see that even if he doesn't have to offer tefillin, he's tzeich ha-mikvah, it's kedai to daven v'yachidi, without to offer tefillin, as long as he chaps the vatikin. Does everybody ask? No, you have no right from there. Can't sign in a chanami. Then kriyishma teicha mikvah. But afterwards, like this, like smuchah here in this Beit Yisrael, they were laying the brachas again. He says Kriya Shema and the brachas again, and they would be saying Rav Zulu Tzvilo. So they chapped the smuchah Zulu Tzvilo, and they chapped the Kriya Shema Bezman. So if you want, in the Chanami, you'll lay Kriya Shema before him, and then afterwards, after Nisachavim, whenever he gets up and gets dressed, then he'll say Rav Zulu Tzvilo, and that's from Tzvilo, the Fidus, then in the Chanami, they didn't lose out on how it's going to feel. The only thing they have to first say is, what's happened that they laid in Kriya Shema before him? What's the need to lay in Kriya Shema before Netzachama? If the only need to lay in Kriya Shema before Netzachama is, I'll spend the Gulat Vila, you're not going to spend the Gulat until later, so why should lay in Kriya Shema before him? I don't know. What's happened that the Mishnah told me that that's what I should do? Yeah. And it says, even though you send the Gulat Vila, I got the Gulat Vila, Kriya Shema. Says Kevin Shubas, Chela Galison says it all. Okay. Let's really include that. It can't end up telling you what we said last week, that whether or not you ate the Yechiv of Kriya Shema beforehand. They can go with the Shema. But we'll get to that maybe at a different point. That's Lav Dafka, that does it have to be telling you? Yeah, no. It happens to be that the going says in Ma'aseh Rav, this is what Rabbi Yashar brings down at the end. He says, Tadav Masikim, but only if you have a minion. Even the Gain himself. Okay. That's a different Nekudim. The only Shah is, like we just said, what's the need to the Lane before him? He says, what's Pshat in Rabbi Yirina that says that the Chachil is supposed to Lane Kishma before Nitzahama? Where's the Makar for such a thing? The process is, what's the Pshat in Maflakis of Elazar and Bishua, why they have till Gimel Shay? Pashtus is, like the way that Masha Rishayim, as they zak the Shagatari Pshat in the Machlekes, he says, in Echanami, Kuli Yama's Maskim, no Machlekes in Metzias when people get up. Everybody's Maskim that people start getting up from Aleta Shachar, there's a array of people that get up from Mishayakir, and everybody's up already by Nitzachama. There's only the Miyas of the Malachim that get up by Gimel Shayim. Only the Miyas of the Malachim that get up by Gimel Shayim. The Shaila is, can you be Semech on the Miyas or not? The Lord is not Semech on the Miyas. And then it's literally tells us that he holds by Kriyas Shema Shel Arvid. Yeah, we go bust at the Ikir's Man when people go to sleep. You don't go bust at the Miyat, people go to sleep later on. And Rabbi Shua says, no, we're saying even on the Miyat of Malacha. And you go out of the Moshe. Mamela, Zakta Bit Rabbeinu Yehuda. Hagam, that we can be saying on the Miyat, that's Zechon al Chachila. The Chachila is like Rabbi Lazar says. Rabbi Lazar holds that the Imakim even be the Evet to go bust at the Rebbe. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, that's Rabbi Shua. Hagam, that be the Evet you have until the Moshe, it's the Chachila you should learn before Nitzachama. That's all the theory of Yerino. He takes this, it's Mashmah Chatzili after Gimel Shoy. Doesn't turn out that way. We saw in the Achtesim at Aleph, Tesis says that if a person lays Kriya Shema after Aleta Shachar, he's not supposed to say Ashkivenu. Why not? It's not as Man Shchiva. The Pasha Shail is, it's not as Man Shchiva. It's how you lay Kriya Shema. And if you lay Kriya Shema because it's Man Shchiva, so you can say Ashkivenu. Muslims are like the Marashah says, Makalak says Ashkivenu to Lashon Rabban. Mamela, if you want to say Ashkivenu, you can't say Ashkivenu after Aleta Shachar. Because the Rabban, the road, Zichar aren't going to sleep at that time. Masha Inkin, Mishachlecho, is a Lashon Yochas. So, after Mishachlecho, after Kriya Shema, even if there's only a meat that are going to sleep, then you can be Simcha on the meat. Mashma, the same thing with Kumechel. Says this goes as she tells, says, Mishachlecho, Kumechel, you go with Vasa Ramir. For coming that you first thing, you go with Vasa Ramir, and even the Chachila, what's the Makar to link Kriya Shema in Yitzachamah? She wanted to say that in the Chachamah, I got that the Chachila you asked for Gimel Shem. But the Lashon of Tesis is only mitzvah min amuvchon. You have a mitzvah min amuvchon to link Kriya Shema before Nitzachama. Hagam that let us see we have the Gemoshoi, but the mitzvah min amuvchon is zichah to do it at the time they have the right. So the Mishnah of Vasikin later on, that's Zafik of Vasikin. Vasikin that were makbid always to link Kriya Shema in the mitzvah min amuvchon time. So they should lay in the Kriya Shema also now in the mitzvah min amuvchon time. Are they going to be missing the same Smichas Gula Tvila? No, like we just said before. They're going to lay in the brachas later on. And they're going to have the Smichas Gula Tvila. The whole shayla is, why should we lay Kishma before it? The Lashon of Tesis, Mitzvah Min Amufra. We bought that to Zmana, the very few Bnei Yom, the Mitzvah Min Amufra. So maybe it's partial why the Rishayim weren't Mitzvah to the Mishnah Bechlal. There's nothing fair. Of course, up to the Vasikin, the Mishnah says that it's going, the Gemara says it's going to the Vasikin. The Vasikin, so of course, they have the Mitzvah Min Amufra. I don't have the Smichas Gula Tvila. They don't have the Smichas Gula Tvila. The Smichas Gula Tvila is going to be later. So every time they're not going to have the Smichas Gula Tvila by So they're doing the best possible way for them. They're laying the Kriya Shema in the Mitzvah Min Amuvcha time, which is the right, and they'll have this Mitzvah Tefillah later on. I heard that a Pasha Ragan in the Mishnah feed the other Rishim. I was just... Because in Echlami, most of the people are mocking on the Mitzvah Min Amuvcha. It's a mitzvah and a mufet. It's thinking they're doing it. Should you have your mitzvah and a mufet to lay in pierce my take on mine? There's no meaning. Even so, 100%, but even so, you have that mitzvah and a mufet. That's the mitzvah mufet and Rabban. Rabban says, Muhammad, I'm not saying this on Muhammad, he says, Uvkumecha is a lashon yachid, and mainly we go back to Yechidim. He says it mufet. He says the same lashon as the Mashon. Therefore, you go back to Yechidim, you go to Vilma Shoyim. When he says lechatchila, you only have to make the chamos. He also goes that lechatchila is supposed to link pishma to make the chamos, because that's the man for Rei Kima of Bnei Yonah. So again, then he says lechatchila, you could be a same chadur shem. Even though he says I don't know if he says the lesson of lechatchila, but so the mitzvah is to learn before make the chamos. That's nekuda. That's sugya. And we get to the halacha, simanun ches. So another Hagdama that's needed is for this first Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, Pashtus over here, Tzimun Ches, Benegeta says my Kriyashma, we make the Cheshvin of the Revi'a of the Yom, for says my Kriyashma, starting from Aleisa Shachar. The Goyin in Tzimun Tafim Tef says, brings down the Magen Avraham in his Chodek, and he says, no, we start from Nitzachama. And the Gimel Shreis is from Nitzachama. The Shaila is, what's the Torah behind the Machlokes? What's a little bit background? Once we're learning the Sugya, to see where it's coming from. Machlok. So the Gemara, starts in the Gemara in Pesachim, that's how the Dalai Lama says that a person on a Adam Beinoni, on a Yom Beinoni, Dainu, a day of Nisan and Tishrei, which the Yom and Velilas are Shavin, 12 hours to each, a regular person can walk 10 parsecs, which is 40 mil. So in 12 hours, a person can walk 10 parsecs. Zakti Gemara, B'shem Ula, that from Aleisa Shachar until Netzachama, and from Shkia until Tzitzik Erhoven, is a mahalach of five, each one is a mahalach of 5 mil. The Gemara asks on Ula from Rabbi Yehuda, right? It says Mefurish Rabbi Yehuda holds that from Netzachama till Nate, from Aleisa till Nate, and from Shkia till Tzitzik, each is 4 mil, not 5 mil. The Gemara says in Echanami, it's Tzitzik Rabbi Yehuda, Tiyufta de Ula, and it's 4 mil from Aleis till Nate, and from Shkia till Tzitzik. Fractate is, how can you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds from Shkia till Tzitzik is 4 mil? From the first Gemara in Shabbos, that's Alma Dalin, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ben Ashmashas is Gimur Revoy Mil, 3/4 mil. So how can you tell me from Shkia till Tzitzik, which is Pashas Ben Ashmashas, is 4 mil, 3/4 mil? Fractate is there, became Rabbi Natam. Famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam in Tzfachim, in Shabbos, says that there's two shkiyim. There's a shkiyah, the first shkiyah is when it's miskasa Hashemesh, the sun goes underneath the horizon. And then the second shkiyah is 3 1/4 mil later, when it's not exactly clear exactly how he's learning, what happens at that exact point, the second shkiyah. And that from there starts to be Nashmashas for 3/4 mil. Until 4 mil. So in a Chanami, we keep being Mekai in both Gemaras. That which he says, that Tzitzik Yochavim is 4 mil after Shkiyah, that's 4 mil after the first Shkiyah. And that which he says, Bein HaShmashas is 3/4 mil, that's from the second Shkiyah. From the second Shkiyah, still Tzitzik Yochavim is 3/4 mil. However, the Goyim brought down the Chubas Maram HaShakar. It's Rishir Goyim, Rafai Goyim, few of the Goyim, he quotes, he says, no, Rehuda was Chayim. He says that the whole Pshan Rebbeinu Tam only makes sense, which is really reviewed, it only makes sense if you understand like the way the Chachmei HaGemara, Chachmei HaTalmud learn. There's a machlokes between the Chachmei Yisrael and the Chachmei Umos HaRilim. Does the sun go above after set? Does it go above the sky or does it go below? And the Chachmei Umos HaRilim says that it goes below, and the Chachmei Yisrael says that it goes above. So you exactly understand what it means, it's Shibbutz HaBetzim, Mazel HaMosh HaKoter, but passes. It says at the end that Chazur Vahidu to the Chachmei Musayilin. He says that the whole Messias of Rabbeinu Tam only makes sense if you understand that, like the Chachmei Yisroel. Now, there's first the Miskasa and Hashemesh. The Shemesh is Miskasa from Yinim, which goes underneath the horizon, and then it goes straight, and then it goes back up. So. One second. That the whole Rabbeinu Tam only makes sense according to that. And Mamela, that's why he understands that there's two skiers. There's the first skier that it goes down underneath the horizon, and then it goes parallel to it, it doesn't go down any further, and then it goes above. So when it starts going above, That's the second shkia. However, it says that they were chayzer, Dr. Maram Shaker, and so to Rabbi Huda was chayzer. And then the Hanami Hagam that he said over there that it's Zalamil, he was chayzer, and it's only 3/4 of the mil after shkia. And there's no such thing as Zalamil after shkia. Says Yechavim, 3/4 of the mil after shkia. The Gain also goes with a similar mahalach that we don't pass him that it's Zalad mil. He says how in a Hanami, Bein Hashmash is only 3/4 of a mil. That which you say you can walk 4 mil from Shkia till Seif, it just means till it's totally pitch black. Till it's totally pitch black and you're not going to be able to see anymore, then you can walk 4 mil. But before then, there's still some light that you'll be able to walk from. But in a Hanami, you want to know when the halach of Tezek Yechavim is? It's only 3/4 of a mil after Shkia. That's when you get the Seif. The shaila is now, how do you split up these 40 mil and these 12 hours? From when to when do we consider the 12 hours, and when to when is the 40 mil? So Chumas Hadeshin, Simin Aleph, Simin Kof Chav Gimel, he says that the day starts from Aleph HaShachar. We go from Aleph HaShachar till Tzitz Kechav. When we say a Yom Meinani is 12 hours and 40 mil, that's going from Aleph till Tzitz Kechav. So Mameva, we split up the day from Aleph till Tzitz Kechav to 12 hours, which is 720 minutes. We split up the 40 mil into these 12 hours, 720 minutes, which comes out that each mil is 18 minutes. 18 times 40, 720, each mil is 14 minutes, is 18 minutes. Kumtoi, according to this Hajman, we say that there's 4 mil from Alois to Neif, from Shkil to Seif, 4 times 18 is 72. Kumtoi said Alois to Shachar is 72 minutes before Neif, and Seif Gechavim is 72 minutes after Shkil. However, in fact, the Gain and Levush, Meishlam Megimel, Gain in Tough Test, that same Gain, it's a big long Gain, Levush and Meishlam Megimel, they say that's the Messias. The Messias is not that way. If you look at the on the May Nisan, May Tishrei, the 12 hours, if you say that the day and the night is Shavuot, that's only if you understand that the 12 hours of the day start from Nisan Chama until Shavuot, until Shkia. But if you're counting from Aleph HaShachar until Tzitz Kechavim, it's anywhere between 14 and 16 hours. And if you look at the calendar, Pasha, if you look at the calendar, the first day of Nisan from Shkia, from Nisan Chama until Shkia is 12 hours and between 3-4 minutes. It only makes sense that the 12 hours, Pasha's Messias, only makes sense that the 12 hours is from Nisan till Shkia. The Meila, like said, that the 40 mil that we're reckoning is from Nisan till Shkia. And when we say that a person can walk 4 mil from Alois till Neif and from Shkia till Teif, that's in addition to the 40 mil. So from Alois till Teif Gechavim, it's 48 mil. 4 mil from Alois till Neif, 40 mil from Neif till Shkia, and 4 mil from Shkia till Teif Gechavim. But the Cheshbon of the mil still comes out the same. He holds that the 40 mil we split up into 12 hours, and the mila 720 minutes we split up into 40 mil, which is 8 mil is 18 minutes. Just he holds that the 12 hours and the 40 mil is between Shkia and Seif, Shkia and Neif and Shkia, and it's not between Alois and Seif. From Tais also, let's see him that between Alois and Neif, and between Shkia and Seif is 18 minutes. That's the first, is 72 minutes. Rechiel Mecho Tekuchinsky from the Luach, Eretz Yisrael Luach fame, wanted to be matired this problem with Matthias. For the Magen Avraham, Dr. Nechanami. Hagam that we reckon the 12 hours from Netzach Chama till Shkia, but the 40 mil we reckon from Alei Sotin. You're right, the Matthias is not, when the Magen Avraham said that the 40 hours from the 40 mil is from Alei Sotin, that's just when you get to that. When you get to the 12 hours, we reckon the 12 hours from Netzach till Shkia. Come to it. From Alei still says we have 40 mil. But if the 12 hours we're splitting up only from Neif till Shkia, so we have to subtract the 4 mil from before Neif, from Aleif till Neif, from Shkia till Seif. So you have to take off 8 mil from your 40 mil to find out how many mil you have in between Neif and Shkia. So from this you're left with 32 mil between Neif and Shkia. Split that up into the 12 hours. From this that every mil you have, 32 into 70, 720, from this that every mil comes out to be 22 and a half minutes. The Mela from, if we know that there's 4 mil from Nate, from Alei Sol Nate, comes out that from Alei Sol Nate is 90 minutes. 4 times 22.5 is 90 minutes. That's where the ending of 90 minutes comes from beforehand. And the Meir also, he learned that there's 4 mil after, from Nate till Shkia, from Shkia till Tate, that's 90 minutes afterward. However, he still holds that we reckon the Seis Man Kriyash Maha from Alei Tashach. And if Alei Tashach, from Alei Tashach, the Seis Kriyash is 15 hours, we'll split that up with the Shoei's money of 12 hours. Each hour will be an hour and 15 minutes. And Nitzachama will be, and Seis Man Kriyash will be 3 hours and 45 minutes after Alei Tashach. So that's the first mile to say that the 72 minutes between Alois and Nate. Second mile to say that the 90 minutes, every meal is 22 and a half. And the third mouth is the Rambam, which is placed in different places that he, in Tefillah, when he gets to Karban Pesach, he says that he also says that the 40 mil is from Alei Tzeis, but he goes like Ula, Agam, that he's placed in the Gemara, if they figure out how that works. He's placed in the Gemara that it's not 5 mil from Alei Tzeis and from Shkia Tzeis. He goes with that Ula. Kum Teres, he holds that the 40 mil are from Alei Tzeis. But the 12 hours also, like we said before, and only counted from Nate Shkia. So we have to subtract now, instead of subtracting 4 mil at the beginning, 4 mil at the end, you have to subtract 5 mil at the beginning, 5 mil at the end. You're left with 30 mil in 12 hours. 30 into 720 comes out to be 24. Come to say that every mil is 24 minutes. And Mimela, before 4 mil, and but he doesn't learn from Alei Tashach, I told Nate Shkia 4 mil, and that's 5 mil. Means that 5 mil times 24 minutes comes out to be 120 minutes, 2 hours, Alei Tashach is 2 hours before Netzacham. That's the third mile. But that's also just to know where the Zman of a mil comes from. It's 18 minutes, it's 22 and a half, and it's 24 minutes. The mil have been to get to the right, sometimes we're makbish, but it's called 3 quarters of a mil, would come out to be 18 minutes, sometimes we say it's 13 and a half minutes, because 13 and a half minutes is 3 quarters of a mil of 18 minutes. 18 minutes to 3 quarters of a mil of 24 minutes. That's just a measurement of how it worked out. Now the shayla is, the last shayla is, how do we reckon Alei Tashach when it's not Yemei Nisan, Yemei Tishrei? We know Yemei Nisan, Yemei Tishrei, there's 720 minutes in a day, and there's 4 mil between Alei Tashach and Nitzakama. What do you do on a day when there's 840 minutes? On a day there's only 600 minutes? What do we say? So the Ramah goes, and that's how the Pichadash also goes, he says, we know that from Alei Tashach is always 4 mil. That's a tenth of the day, because you walk 40 mil in a day, and from Alei Tashach is 4 mil, it's a tenth of the day. So we'll always say that from Alei Tashach is going to be a tenth of the day. So no matter how long the day is, or how short the day is, automatically in working with that cheshbon, we'll always say it's a tenth of the day. So come tell us in the summer, it can be that from Alei Tashach is 84 minutes. It's almost an hour and a half. And in the winter, it's an hour. Depending on how the days work out. However, the Rain says that we don't work that way. We work also to be matamik with the Matzias. We know that during Nisan Tishrei, it's 72 minutes before Nitzachama Alei Tashach. So where is the sun at that point? It's 16.1 degrees before below the horizon. He says every time that the sun gets to 16.1 degrees before the horizon, that's Alei Tashach, which makes a lot of sense. Kumta is that Alei Tashach is always the same amount of light every single day of the year. It doesn't work automatically according to the. It's not always in proportion to the amount of the day. It's proportional. It's depending on how fast the sun is going and where the sun is holding. That's the basic. Kumta, this we can understand a little bit, all the different calendars. In America, if you realize, I don't know if it always bothered me when I came here, in America it's always the Magen Avraham is 36 minutes before the grain. Come here, it's not that way. It's always 36 minutes. What's the cheshbon? Because they make the cheshbon from Mil 18 minutes. So Kumta is from Alei Tashach to Nitzacham is 72 minutes. From Shkia to Tate is 72 minutes. That means that the day of the Magen Avraham, who goes from Alei Tashach to Tate, is 144 minutes bigger than the day of the Goyim. A quarter of that, which is a Teis Makrishma, a review of the Yoyim, after 3 hours, is 36 minutes. So Kumta is that, at my Kumta they'll be even. Be at the exact same time. Halfway towards Chatzai, 36 minutes off, which is a quarter of the day. And the Mele, the Magen Avraham is always 36 minutes before the Gun. However, in Eretz Yisrael, most of the calendars do not go that way. They go that Alei Tashach is 90 minutes before Shkia, not 72 minutes. And they pass them like the Gun. They don't go with that we have 4 mil after Netzachama, after Shkia Tachama. They go that we pass them like the Gun, then we have only 3 quarters of a mil is safe. So Kumta is Alei Tashach is 90 minutes before Nate. And Seifik Chavim is either 13 and a half minutes, or some go 25 minutes, depending on the different calendars, after Shkia. Meila, according to that, we cheshbon out exactly where the Magen Avraham is, how much before the Goyim is going to be. And some people, they work out the 90 minutes, but not according to minutes. They work at the 90 minutes according to degrees. 90 minutes is, the sun is 19.75 degrees below the horizon. So, we always work with that. Alois is always 19.75 degrees, or 16.1 if it's 72 minutes before. And Seif Kechavim is 13.5 minutes after Nisan, the Shkia. So it's never going to come out, the exact amount of time before the Magen Avraham is not going to come out before the Goyim. Magen Avraham usually comes out between 40 and 45 minutes before the Goyim, here in Eretz Yisrael. The biggest problem with this in Eretz Yisrael is that Chatzeis doesn't come out when the sun is on top of your head. So the Gemara says it's when Kshechama Bereish Kaladam, according to them, Alois HaShachar starts 90 minutes before Nes, and Seif Kechavim is only 13 and a half minutes, or 25 minutes, or 34 minutes according to Vadas, or whatever it is, however long you're going to chesed it out after Nes. So the middle of the day is not exactly when the sun is straight on top of you. If you learn like it is like they do in America, 72 minutes before Nes, 72 minutes after Shkia, so the sun is always going to be smack in the middle of it. By Chatzeis. But over here, they learn that the day starts way earlier before noon, but it ends only a little bit after Shkia. The sun's not on top of you. A little bit of a problem. That's the minute of the oil. And I saw just one nekuda to point out that somebody says, Mi'ikra Adin, it's like they do in America. 72 minutes before the Magen Avraham. 72 minutes before Nes, and 72 minutes after Shkia. So Mela, even if you miss the time that's on the big Sefman Kriyashma time, that are 43 minutes or 45 minutes before the Goyim, if you miss it by 2 minutes, you should still lay in the Kriyashma at the Chapta Magen Avraham. You should lay in the Kriyashma right then, because that's still before the 36 minutes before the Goyim. So even if you miss it, you didn't really miss it from the Ikra Adin. That's the Cheshbon of Pshat, of how we go to having passed in the Maestro, getting down to Simeon Nun Ches. So Mishnah Berurah says that neither of them are Chabchila. However, the Maestro, what you want to do is to wake up late, went to Dalit. So the Ramesha says in the Shuva, Chalakal, someone called Dalit, says the Minig Pashit in all of Poland, all of the Yeshivas was to go with the Goyim. And that's the one I broke with from me also, that the Bnei Terah go with the Goyim, the Ikra Adin. And Magen Avraham is only a chumrah. Again, some people say that it's something direct to a chumrah. The same way that you, Rabbeinu Tam, people that do avoida, do malacha after Masa Shabbos, before 72, you don't say it's something direct. I mean, some people do, but it's not. It's the same cheshbon. So it's kol kama that we pass, and that's the ikaradin. That's what Matan and Masiyah. You're not going with Rabbeinu Tam, and it's the same, exact same cheshbon. And we go with the gurin. The shayla is, if you're gonna chap the Magen Avraham, now be a chidus. You woke up 10 minutes to the Magen Avraham. What should you do? Should you make it 9 and to be yaitu with the Magen Avraham? Or should you just daven the tibur with the Zman of the Goyim? So, the whole idea of Tanai Be'atzim is Gufa Machlekes. And Simon Ben Vav, Rabbi Kiveger brings it down, the whole message of Tanai. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring it down, Mr. Kiveger and Simon Ben Vav. And the Einu Yantif has a Gantar Shtikl and Simon Beit and Gimel to say that Tanai shouldn't work by Kavana. The Kedai to see the Shtikl, this is great that you say this in Yisodei Adas, Namish. His Machalas is two different things, there's Kavana and there's Rasan. And something which is telling the person's Rasan, in a Hanami, a person can make it Tanai. So something which is telling Kavana, a person can make it Tanai. For example, he says that's why I'm going to get to Gittin and Kedushin, a person can make it Tanai. Because it's telling, besides for the mitzvah of kedushin of giving the money, or the mitzvah of the gerushin of giving the get, there's also another integral part of the gerushin, and that is the ratan of the baal. And memela, the ratan is also part in the gerushin. So in the ratan of the ratan is possible to make it tonight. But when you get to chalitza, the gemara says beforeish. The person says you should be chayil to this person, and I'll give you 200 zuz. The halacha is that if the guy does the chalitza and the guy doesn't give him 200 bills, even though the chalitza is mekuyim, shalom is why? What's the difference? So, Zachter, Most of the lesser, Bishlich is less than Tanan. It doesn't pass the Tanan. Why? Because there, there's no, we don't need the rough of the person for the Chalitza. All we need is Kavana. He has to know what he's doing. He has to be know that he's doing Chalitza. And here, he knows he's doing Chalitza. He right only wants to do it if he's getting the 200. But he knows he's doing Chalitza, so it works. And really, it doesn't make a difference that he made the Tanan. Because the Milch is less than Bishlich is less than Tanan. And the person's Kavana doesn't pass the Tanan. And the person's rough, it passes the Tanan. In Kavana, it doesn't pass the Tanan. So Mili wants to say, when you get to mitzvahs and things like that, it doesn't pass the Tanai. Mili, when you get to Krishma, it's not going to pass the Tanai. So some people in Fakvik and the whole thing of Tanai. If you had Kavanah to do the mitzvah, Agamah you don't want to be Yetzir. It doesn't make a difference. We don't care about your Rasim. If you had Kavanah to be Yetzir, Agamah you only made it on Tanai, you're going to be Yetzir. The Mila, should you make it Tanai? So I thought it brought down from Shema Zalman, he says to make it Tanai. As Rabbi Berkman, he says, everyone desires to make it Tanai. He says, but the London don't make it Tanai. Why not? He says, because they hold Mikra Din that we pass them like the grain. And Mimela, if you make a Tanai and we don't pass them like the Tanai, and the Tanai doesn't work, so Kumtai, you lay in Kriya Shema B'Yachid before the Magen Avraham, and you didn't have it B'Tzibur for this man, which was the Ikr's man of the grain. Since we pass the Mikra Din like the grain, then through your Tanai, for Kumtai, the Tanai doesn't work, you lost the Ikr's Din of the grain, laying it to the B'Tzibur. But then Shlamit, the Minigar Ilum is to make such a Tanai, and Mamela asked him, let's say you're up before Nesachama. Bishop Brewer says, like his man is, you shouldn't be Nesachar after Nesachama. Which I asked Rabbi Wittgen just to calm everybody down. He went to the Tanai, and the Gamma Bishop Brewer says, in Nesachar, from the Gurin, and the Gurin's Makar is from the Yushalmi that says you shouldn't wait till after Nesachama. What I say is, Pashtun, the only reason is because maybe you're going to forget. Maybe you're going to forget to learn Kirishma. But in Chalam, you have a mini Zavon later on. Or you have a Zman Kavua to daven, playing Krishma, it's not a problem, to playing after Nitzachama. But let's say a person is up by Nitzachama, which came out very often by Tzichus this year, at least I found it by me. Tzichus was 6:30, and Nitz was 6:22. So you're up by Nitzachama. Should you learn Krishma? And should you learn Krishma then, before Tzichus? Then in the problem, because they hold the Tanai Zichus. That's Iker's man, you should learn Krishma B'Tanai. If it's Iker's man, you want to be Yetzir now, and if it's not, then you want to be Yetzir later on. Shemati, that's what Riyasha does every single day. I don't know if it's that's the truth, but he learns Krishma every day before Nitzachama, and he dams on later on. What? Chari makes the time. I don't know, I've got the safer Derek Hashar, someone just showed me, I was trying to go through it. So the Gansa safer on the Solinian of the Sikhin. He goes to all the shits that restrain him, all the shits that are Khan. He basically says you have a Khan to down then. So I don't know if he gets planned, but basically he has the Solinian Krishma by Nitzachama. Solinian Krishma. And when you get to the Biyar Racha says that if a person is Ragum to the Davin of the Sikhin, but it's one morning Kudu when you get the Tanai, some people ask, do you have to make a Tanai every single day, or do you make a Tanai once in your life? So the Rebbe says, if you don't have to make a Tanai every single day, he says, well, the once in your life is not going to cut it. What does that mean? The Chayr means that, Kokama, that it's in Mavur what you're doing. You made a Tanai when you're 13 years old, and when you're 27 years old, you don't know exactly what you're doing. You know, I'm saying it has to be at a, he didn't give me, he says, he can't give me. Right. You want to say every time, you get up one day and you say before by your after you finish your Atar Sandharma and Rosh Hashanah, you want to every time that I didn't give Ishma earlier because I want to help the Magen Avraham, it should be Al Tanai. So he says no, he does not have to Mishpatei Asmer. My God, there are people that say Ishmer. My Berkel told me, say, he does not have to Mishpatei Asmer. There are people that for several times that should be Mishpatei Asmer. If they have Tanai Kofel, if I'm Yitzhak now, I don't want to be Yitzhak later, and if I'm Yitzhak later, I don't want to be Yitzhak now. You have to do it every day. You have to do it every day. That's been a gear to making tanoim. Agav al zrizim agrimin hagam that if you're up by Nitzachama l'chur you should link Yishma. However, if you're it's after Nitzachama, hagam as Mishnah Berurah says you should not be mezacher. That doesn't mean that you should link Yishma b'yichidus and daven afterwards with your minyan. He says before in Sim Mevov Zikon Lamanach, he says that if you're ready after Nitzachama, then I'll do the Magdim and it's not going to die to Davin Yechidus, and you'll Davin Kishma B'Tibur later on, as long as you're not going to miss the Zman. what's going to get to the Bir Halacha? The Bir Halacha says that the Hazahirim Likrit Kriya Shema Bezmano, the Salk of Asikin, Lashon of the Bir Halacha is Dad Hazahirim Likrit Kiva Asikin Mutal Likrit Lesbal Biyachini Main Lahamini. The Shaila is, does Dafka somebody that's rogel to do it every single day, or Lav Dafka? So Rishama Zalma wants to say, in the Chanami, Dafka is somebody that has the Kaviyas to do it. He says the Kaviyas doesn't have to be Kaviyas every day. Kaviyas is also, if you have every Rosh Chodesh, you daven in the Tzikin, that's also Kaviyas. And whenever Rosh Chodesh comes out that you don't have a minion, in the Chanami, you daven in the Tzikin, be a Chidus. However, Rishama Zoyashev, Rishama Kinevsky, they're not Mechalik, this is the Chur, there's no reason to be Mechalik. Esther Berkus, he says he doesn't understand the reason to be Mechalik either. And he heard from Pinchas Scheinberg that which the Mishnah Berurah writes, has the Hirim, because Kivat Sikin is Lav Dafka. And then Chalami Taka doesn't have to be Hirim. Even one time, one of them Kivat Sikin, you could daven be Yechidim. However, Rabbi Yashar doesn't say you daven be Yechidim. Rabbi Yashar wants to make a cheshman, he says, according to the cheshman that we said before in the Gemara, he says that you should lay in Kriya Shema earlier and daven later on with a minyan. That way you'll have to finish my bezmano, and you'll still have to smith to the tefillah later on. But it's not the way. I mean, from where you work with so many, you can even daven then, and the chanam is to daven your chidus then. And it doesn't have to be that it's a kavua. Even one time, a person doesn't have a minyan, he can daven your chidus. Zichr, like Rabbi Yashar points out in that shuvah, he says, if you have a minyan, he says, even if you have a minyan anywhere in the city, it's a shadow where the halacha is that to go for a minyan, you have to go the fun of $1 mil or the fun of $1 mil. And if you're in your house, you go either way, either direction, $1 mil. The shaila is that $1 mil in addition to your city, or it's inside the city, $1 mil. Mil is about, it's 2,000 amas, it's about 4/5 of a mile. It's about a kilometer. It's a little more than that. So, it's a shaila exactly, that's if you're walking. If you have a car, again, it's a shaila. Yeah, can the shaila is the meal right? Is it the time, or is it 2,000 hours, or is it the 18 minutes? It's 18 minutes, and you're on you got wheels. You got to go to live in your shalom. You got to go to Beit Ha'ar to get ready. So if there's a minyan kivatikin, he says if there's a minyan kivatikin in your city, you have to daven kivatikin, and you have no right to daven yichin. If they can, you have to pay money. So I'm going to get them. You want to know how much I have to spend on a mitzvah there? I want to know what's going on. I'm going to get to when Nate is. When is Nate? The Mashmoyis of Rabbeinu Yoino, and that's the lesson that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, is that Nate that we're handling is Nate Tanira. What is Nate and Nate Tanira? Nate is when the sun actually peaks up above the horizon, and Nate Tanira is the first time that you can see the sun. Generally in Yerushalayim, the difference between the two is not more than 4 minutes. However, like we mentioned last week, in Beit Ha'ar, it's up to 20 minutes, or in other places, depending on where the mountains are. Shailas, when do you lay in Kriya Shema? When should you daven? When should you lay in Kriya Shema? When should you daven to Vatikon? So Bayatim holds that you should daven only by the Beit Tanir. The Chesed Pasha. He says, if out Kriya Shema, so even if the nate they really supposed to chas is the first nate, but the laying kriyat shema after nate chamo is your yeshu to everybody and your yeshu lechatzila according to the rach and rabbeinu tam and the balamo. Masha'in came if the nate that you're supposed to chas is the second nate, the nate tanira, and you daven after the first nate, so there's no rishonim at all that tefila before nate chamo is the chatzila, b'diavad according to everybody. So, Pashan Mechez, when it comes out, that you should always try to chap the Neis Tanira, because Neis Tanira, worst comes to worst, you can get the Lechatchila of some Rishonim, but you still have the Chatzila of other Rishonim, and Zichar B'Diavad Yetzir. And Mashiach is going to get the Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Tefillah, if you're going to go from the first Neis, and that's really before the Neis that you're supposed to chap, so then you should come to your davening before Neis Tachama. Before Neis Tachama is B'Diavad according to all the Rishonim across the board. However, what do you do with Lamanitza if you're in a minion that's davening? So the Berg would still like him in this. Some people, like he told me last week, he says that, and we mentioned last week, that if it's only a minute off, they try to chop both of them. The link Kriya Shema before the first nate, and then they'll be married, and Hashem Tzvot HaTzivtach or something, they'll start Hashem Tzvot HaTzivtach with Arum, and they'll be, to get the field of the Tzivtach, they'll be married with Hashem Tzvot HaTzivtach, And then they'll start Shemoneh Esrei a little later on. So Hashem says the Tiftach helps you, like the Bir Halacha. You wanted to help the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says Hashem says the Tiftach is part of Tefillah, but it's not part of Tefillah. It's part of Tefillah that you're not going to be Matzik. That it's already considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. But Hashem can, if you forget it, you don't have to go back. So maybe you start Tefillah B'Tzibur. Hashem can, after Shemoneh Esrei, you can start the Shemoneh Esrei till later on, till the second day. What do you do when you're in the airplane? When you're in the airplane and you're 5 miles above everybody else, you can see the Nitzachamo 20 minutes before the people on the ground. So what do you do? When do you work on the times for Nitzachamo, from Mishiyakir, anything? So Ramesh has the truth about it. He says, in Nitzachamo, you go according to where they are on the ground right now. Generally, in the airplane, they tell you. According to whatever the ground is underneath you, that's where you go. And if it's Nitzachamo underneath you, Hagami, and if it's not Nitzachamo for another 50 minutes, Hagami, you can see the sun already, you don't, you wait till then. And that's what Rav Berkowitz said. We're going to stop it when you get to, somebody asked me, what do you do when you're playing when you get to eating a half an hour before Aleis HaShachar? The din is that some of Aleis HaShachar, you're not supposed to start. The whole part is, you're not supposed to be mamshich into your Aleis HaShachar, when it's the Zman of Tefillin. But over here, does the pastor say that you go bust where I am right now? The whole chash is, if the whole din is, you shouldn't eat some of Aleis HaShachar. The Aleis HaShachar, when I get to Aleis HaShachar, it's only going to be much later on. It's only going to be, in half an hour, I'm going to be much further on in my trip, unless the Shachar is not going to be for another 40 minutes. So should I go bust the Leitz HaShachar of now to start out the Samach Leitz HaShachar? Or not? Can then over there or not? I'm going to get the Neitz HaChama where I'm handling right now. It's Neitz HaChama above, it's the Neitz HaChama below, it's not Neitz HaChama. So what do I do? So you go bust it below. Mashiach, I'm going to get the Samach to Leitz HaShachar, can then it's not that way. Can then you don't have to be much like that. You could say, I might say, I got that right now, it is Samach Leitz HaShachar, but since we're in the direction we're going, Aleis HaShachar is not going to happen for another 45 minutes. I can eat for another 15 minutes. So come up Aleis HaShachar.
Yeah.
Other way around, it'll be much shorter. The one nakuda that we just skipped is when is this Aleis HaShachar? When is Misha Yakim? How much after Aleis HaShachar? How much before Nitzachama is Misha Yakim? So there's a lot of different shittas. Rabbi Yashiv in the Aruch, he wants to tell you that it's 30 minutes before Neitz HaChama, which makes a lot of problems when you're davening in a regular minyan on a Shabbos or Yom Tov or Shan Rabba. Sometimes you can't put on your talis and tefillin until halfway in the middle of davening. As far as I recall, I davened by Rabbi Yashiv at least once or twice on a Shan Rabba, and I'm pretty sure that he has talis on. And he davened for the, he says davened the minyan before Shachar on a Shan Rabba, and I'm pretty sure, and for the Amid, I'm pretty sure he has talis on. So I don't know if he doesn't tell Halacha. We put in a talis before and then you made the bracha afterwards. Not sure. Rav Moshe says in the Shuvah, he says, how many problems he checks to see exactly when Misha Yakir is. Rav Moshe Yesh, the other Lachriya, he says he found it between 35 and 40 minutes before Neitz HaChama. No. There is a Eshel Avram that wants to tell you that. Eshel Avram says it's very hard to cheshbon in that. It says, can't I be cheshbon in the stars? Can't I if there's snow? So then the light reflects off the snow and you can see cheshbon, and maybe it's telling each person. He has a clear that maybe he's even telling each person kifi the bachach, not the people about it. Eshel Avram, he's not saying maybe he's telling each person kifi right thing. I don't know if he puts in his lenses or he doesn't put in, he puts on his glasses or he doesn't. Saying, I don't know how he defines it. The past is 35 to 40 minutes. The Kaf HaChaim says the meaning of Yerushalayim is 60 minutes. La'alocha, yes, the verdict is the first, to make a, you're making a bracha in 1,000 zones. You can be semuch on the first zman in the, that you see on the luach, which the Itam Levina luach, is, he's, the, k'mat 60 minutes before, k'mat an hour before Nitzachama, he reckons it. He says, oh no, 60 minutes is too much. He says, 60 minutes? He says, not more than 52 minutes. So you shouldn't make a bracha before 52 minutes for Nitzachama. And he said, if you could wait till 48 minutes, that's the best, because he says there's a big difference between 52 minutes and 48 minutes. Hint there's enough so many times done, but he kach achrei. So it says, hey, can be same about 52 minutes, you shouldn't do before 52 minutes, but if you could wait till 48, that would be best. The Hemshech HaSimin, the Mishnah Berurah says, you have until Gimel Shoyis. And the same thing is the halacha with the Birchas Kriyat Shema. Birchas Kriyat Shema, he says, that's supposed to be the first Bir Halacha and the last Bir Halacha should be at the same time as the Chivas Kriyat Shema. Mainly, you're not supposed to start Birchas Kriyat Shema before Mishiyakir, and you're not supposed to finish Birchas Kriyat Shema after the Chatchila, after Gemul Shemini. However, even if you're Pesheh, you have until Dalet Shemini. Says the Bir Halacha, you can be Semech the Mokim Oinit until Chatzin. So what's considered an Oinit? So it's a Rigwitz woman that are busy in the house. Is that considered an Oinit? Your wife is busy in the house until Shechat to half an hour before Chatzin. Can she still say Bir Halacha? He says, only if they're busy with something that has a deadline. Something that has a deadline, getting the kids out, preparing their lunch for their husband, whatever it is, before he goes to cradle. Whatever the... He didn't give that example. But whatever the deadline is. What? Is it working? So, that's when you get the work starts before that time? It goes to... I don't know if that's... Okay. That's when you get... That gets into different channels, but you get the Kedah from 4 days to 5. Can't that... There's a lot of going to get the Tefillah before Man Mitzvah Yaker, after Alei Tashachar here, which we're going to say for some Ketav. And Moshe has a tshuva about that. Is war considered an Oinus? You could daven before Alei Tashachar, before Netzachama, before Mitzvah Yaker. But what did I say? If a person is just busy in the house, if she's just busy in the house, she's cleaning up, she's doing this, she's getting the house ready for Shabbos, that's not considered an Oinus, and in the Chanami she would not be able to lay Kishma Berchasel after Dalet Shem. So we can see it's in a... No, I'll let them know.